Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Thursday, October the 9th is upon us. We are live broadcasting from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, which is really the strongest, has the strongest signal of any of the news talk stations in town. If you ever tried listening, and I hope you have, to KVOI all the way up to Phoenix, pretty much right into the metro area, Chandler area, we're still really booming in there. So I've got a great reach on this station, and we also make it very easy for you. Don't have to be in front of a radio. If you're around a computer, you can listen to our program. We're live streaming really anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And again, we make it very easy for you to hear the program, podcast, the complete show archive. Every show we have done since the first week of January 2011 is up at our website, buckmastershow.com. Full agenda as usual, program loaded with content. Our monthly showdown commentators will be doing their picks for election 2014. It seems like it is the endorsement season. Tucson Weekly came out today with their endorsements. The Star has been coming out with theirs, and the Arizona Republic. About 30 minutes past the hour, Carolyn Campbell, the executive director of the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection here in Tucson. Carolyn is very much against Proposition 122, one of the three statewide ballot measures. 122 would amend the state constitution relating to the rejection of unconstitutional federal actions. Then Congressman Raul Grijalva at 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. So we're loaded with content today. The showdown, two gentlemen who, as I like to say, rarely agree on anything, but one thing I am glad they do agree on, they believe this is a good venue for both of them to come on the program and really debate the issues. Seated to the right of me, Sean McCluskey. Sean, very active in Republican politics. The left of me, leftist, David Morales. David makes no bones about it. He is a very left-leaning guy, and he's the creator of the Three Sonorans blog website. David and Sean, how are you guys doing?
Very well, Excellent. Thank you.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you disagree with either Sean or David, if you agree with them, whatever, give us a ring here on the live line. And I know both of you are very anxious to talk about the TUSD election. And first of all, Sean, why should, and in this program, we're just talking about the great reach of the station. A lot of people listening to this program do not live in the TUSD district. Why should they care about the nine candidates who are on the ballot for two seats, two Republicans, seven Democrats?
For a couple of reasons I should care. Thank you for having me, first of all. For the reasons I should care is, number one, it's the largest school district in our region. It's also the number one reason how our kids get educated. And if we don't have an educated child coming out and going to either the next level, even going to the university or going to the PCC, Pima Community College, if they're not educated, you have a diminished workforce. If you have a diminished workforce, we currently have the situation we have. The root of that evil is the TUSD. Are they producing children that are acceptable in today's current workforce? Do we have Fortune 500 companies beating down Tucson door to get here? And the answer to that question is simply no, we do not. Whose fault is it? It's TUSD. How do you fix it? In my opinion, it's simple. You vote for Hicks and you vote for Debbie Campos-Fleener.
The two Republicans.
Correct. I mean, they're the two fiscally responsible. I'll even give one of the Democrats on that, one that David likes. She is the one that is the, out of the other seven that are running, she's the most fiscally conservative. If I had to take lesser of the two, I'd take her.
The Weekly said, Sean and David, today's endorsements, whatever you do, do not go for the two individuals you just mentioned.
Of course they did. I mean, they came out straight across the board, went for the Dems. Pressure is on.
David, what about your picks?
So my top pick is Betts Putman Hidalgo, who, if you go to any board meeting, you go to any event, she's there, and she's been there for a long, long time. She's also like the expert on desegregation, which is one of those issues that actually makes TUSD such an important district. Even nationwide, people are watching TUSD because it's like the last district that still remains on such a huge desegregation order. And then, you have the state versus federal conflict that's going on here. So a lot of federal cases related to TUSD. So, I mean, it's an important precedent district. And she's the only candidate that really mentions it. It goes to DSEG forums and you know, that's one of the problems that TUSD has gotten into is the new superintendent, H.D. Sanchez, came in. One of the first things he said was, we've got to take care of the DSEG order. And then he just completely forgot about it. And the DSEG order impacts everyone in the Tucson area because there's a tax that's levied on us that's $63 million to pay for the DSEG budget.
Okay, give me your other pick.
And my other pick would be Rene Bernal, who's he's a Honeywell engineer. He's got a master's degree. Great guy. I've known him since I was in the math department at the U of A. So
I don't hear Adelita Grijalva, the board chair, and Jen Darlin being mentioned by you guys. Those were the picks, and very controversial picks, of the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, their political action committee.
Well, Adelita has her greatest hits, or more importantly, or more appropriately, her greatest disappointments. It's 2 pages long of all the things that she's done. I mean, you read David's article in the Three Sonorans, he labels it out very well against what she does. Jen Darlin made a huge mistake by her campaign manager. They sent out the TUSD listserv, which is completely not above board, but however, the Democratic Party came out and said, oh, it's just, don't worry about it, we're going to move on. Things like that, just, I want somebody who's ethical and honest, and she hasn't displayed that yet for me. And of course, like I said, Adelita has a laundry list of things as to why not to approve her.
What's wrong with Adelita in your opinion, David? You've kind of got it. Is it safe to say you sort of have a history there?
Well, the thing with Adelita is, I mean, if you just look at the numbers, and like, for example, we have about 12,000 less students than we did when she first started. Mm-hmm. The white student population has dropped like by 40. It's left 40% of what it used to be, and that means money. I mean, that's basically how you make money in a school district, is you have students. And so when you're about 12,000 students less, you know, that adds up to, it could be up to $100 million, depending on how you calculate the per student. So that's real money, and we keep losing over 1,000 students every semester. That's, you know, $10-15 million dollars every year. And I think Adelita and Hicks kind of have an interesting, they're actually very similar in that, you know, the first 2 years of Hicks' term, you know, he was in the majority. The second 2 years, you know, Adelita was in the majority. And actually, they're both very similar. They both have powerful dads who get their jobs and stuff like that. So I actually see them as the same person. And
they've been
a disaster. They are. Hicks banned MAS. Adelita refuses to bring it back, even though she has a power.
Hicks has a powerful dad.
He's Lou Murphy is his stepdad. So
okay. He works for the
he's
district.
He's got a good last name.
So
he works for the city of Tucson, but he does not support Mexican-American studies. This is true. But however, he does continue to fight for the students. He is the one that brought up when we're going to be $15 million short. He was the one that initiated those questions. He's the one who's looking out for the kids. Adelita does not. Adelita has her own agenda.
Well, I think he does that because he's trying to bring down the board majority. But I would challenge you to mention what has he done other than ban Mexican-American studies in the last 4 years that you're proud of?
I'd say that Mike Hicks is more of a fiscally conservative individual, and that's what I'm looking for. No, and it is going to be a vague, because the broad budget of TUSD needs to be brought down. He's for putting more money into the classroom. He's for making it a smaller class size. So those are the things that I support. However,
but in the last 4 years, what has he done to do that?
He's been blocked currently by your three little bandits on the other side there.
The first 2 years, he had full reign. Right?
And he was just getting his feet wet. As a rookie, he didn't know what he was doing, and I'll give you that. You saw the gaffes that he's made. But he's come a long way in the last 2 years, and he is the right choice. He's the conservative choice, along with Debbie Campos-Leaner as well.
Okay, Jim Kelly, our friend. Jim is on the Buckmaster Show live line, would like to join in the conversation. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the showdown.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Listen, there are two things that I think you're all forgetting. Number one, the primary mission of any elected official on these local boards, particularly when they're not paid to be on those boards, is to be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars, and I don't think the majority of the board has been that. But secondly, the audit put out a best practices and recommendations that the district should do immediately, and the majority of the board voted it down and said no, and that includes Adelita and everybody else. You know, what's going to change unless we change the people?
Okay.
Well, that's just it. Yeah. I mean, Adelita's been there for, what, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost 1,000 students a year. The TUSD is the largest district. They're hemorrhaging money. They're $15 million short. They don't have enough funds, apparently, to make it through this next school year. That is catastrophic. You need to change leadership. The way you change it is, like I said, you go Debbie Campos, Fleener, and Hicks. Well, they, along with Mark Stegman, will make the board majority, and they'll move the board forward. And they'll move the TUSD district forward.
One good thing about change is I think, at least statewide, we can guarantee that there's no incumbents that are going to be kept from governor down to state superintendent. So I think change is good.
It's going to be a Republican ticket. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that because we don't want to spend the whole show talking about TUSD because there are a lot of picks that people would like to hear both of you guys weigh in on. And Rose, I think this would be appropriate before we switch to some other races here with Sean and David. It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back after we hear from the fine lineup of people who believe in the work we're doing here. Let's hear from them.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the monthly showdown. Sean McCluskey with me and David Morales, 790-2040. We spent the first segment of the showdown talking about TUSD. Both Sean and David, again, have some real strong ideas about who they believe should be elected, the two seats out of the nine candidates, and both of them feel that TUSD needs these particular individuals. Again, to summarize your picks, Sean.
I like Mike Hicks and Debbie Campos-Leaner.
And David?
Betson Bernal.
All right, let's talk about some of the statewide races. Since we are talking about education, really a sharp contrast. Common Core is central to the superintendent of public instruction. David, are you for Dr. David Garcia in that race over the former Peoria, Arizona school board? I don't know if she was president, but member Diane Douglas.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly support David Garcia, and that's actually a nice link between what we were just talking about. If you remember 4 years ago, you know, Hoopenthal and Horn both ran their campaigns based on TUSD, and that was on the ban of Mexican-American studies. So TUSD does even impact statewide races. And in this case, I'm surprised it's not an issue because, you know, Garcia could reverse.
Neither one of them has spoke about it, though.
Right.
So. And Diane Douglas, obviously my choice for it. Interesting in this race. I don't know how this is going to break because there is a ton of Republicans that can't stand Diane Douglas. Why? I'm not quite exactly sure. But there's this big group up in Phoenix that they like Duvall. They don't like Douglas. They're back and forth, and they post on Facebook, and they're rabid about it. It's going to come to voter turnout, and we're talking off air. We think it's going to be a low turnout again like it was in the primary. If it is, who does that favor? Does it favor the Republicans? Does Douglas squeak this one out? I don't know. I mean, there's quite a few people against her.
I think in terms of qualifications, though, David Garcia is like far, far above her. I mean, professor, PhD, he's had experience as assistant superintendent already.
Very well qualified.
I think Douglas is just kind of a... You know, she's a one issue person, and that's the Common Core.
But there's a lot about Common Core that I can talk about that I don't like. But I agree with you. Qualification wise, I think Diane Douglas is qualified. If she is Garcia overqualified, it's possible.
Mark Brnovich, the Republican for Arizona Attorney General against Felicia Rotellini. This is Felicia's second shot at going for AG. She lost narrowly to Tom Horn 4 years ago. Sean, you think Brnovich has a good shot?
Brnovich's campaign's on fire. They're doing everything they're supposed to. Felicia's not really campaigning all that well. Her signs, I mean, I call her Felicia. I don't call her Rotellini. I mean, they're very confusing. She's doesn't have that fire in her belly. She's not getting out there like she was when she was against Horn. There's not the disgust against Horn that there was. I think it's going to be Brnovich by three.
How about you, David?
I think Brnovich represents one of the greatest evils in Arizona, and that's the links to the private prison industry where he used to work as a lobbyist.
And say he lobbied for it. He didn't work for it.
He lobbied for it. But, I mean, I think, you know, if you look at the last 4 years in Arizona, it was that really, I mean, it impacts us with our finances. It impacts us with our cuts to education and 1070 and stuff like that, where it was a private prison industry that really, you know, through Alec and lobbying the legislators, they brought this great evil upon Arizona. And now we're, you know, we've had people leave, like actually the populations of Arizona right in 2010, that's when we have our only drop. And that was right after 1070. So I think his connections to, you know, the private prison industry is just to me, that's what makes, I can't support him at all.
And locally, the Ethan Orr, the Steele, and Dr. Freeze, there's three, people would say three good candidates there, Sean, and only two are going to be going back to Phoenix. And what do you think?
Oddly enough, the Democrats are single-shotting, I believe, Freeze. They're trying to drum up some support for a single shot on Freeze, which I think is interesting. He's, the, in my opinion, the lesser of the three. Mm-hmm. I like Steele over Freeze, but I think Ethan Orr needs to come back. That is a very moderate, if you will, district. It's not very heavy Democrat. It's not very heavy Republican. They're right in the middle of the road. The three candidates themselves all fit that mold. However, I think Ethan will do more for the district.
I mean, I think Ethan is just, you know, more establishment. I mean, he's, you know, good friends with Jim Click, and I think that's just, that doesn't make him evil, but I think we need more Democrats, first of all, in Phoenix, and I think Victoria Steele has done a great job. I think she has a lot of support with the Democrats. Unfortunately, the Daily Star endorsed Orr and
Freeze.
Yeah.
How about the proposition, the local proposition, the three statewide propositions, and I know, Sean, you're very outspoken against proposition the
415. Yeah, 415, the Huckleberry Hound Pound, as I call it.
The number escaped
I am not against the premise. I'm against the amount
you
of money.
Said you love dogs.
I do. I've got four. I mean, they're my favorites. I like them more than I like people. But when it comes down to it, $22 million is a lot of money. And I'd like to see that number be closer to 15, even closer to 11 if possible. It's one of those things that I've debated to my wit's end with several people, and I just can't get past it. At $22 million, I'm against it.
David, you're for the proposition.
Yeah, I actually don't really have a strong opinion on this one, and I think, you know, either way, it's not a big deal. But I would err on the side of voting for it. It's, you know, good to help animals.
The governor's race, we haven't talked about. There's a poll that just came out from CBS News, New York Times, showing that Doug Ducey has a 10-point lead now over Fred Duvall.
Interesting. Last three polls with this one now. It's either been 6, 10, or 12. So 10 sounds about right. Good number to have it at. Ducey is just, he's a dynamic candidate. He gets out there. He works it. He works much harder than Duvall. He's the right choice. If you pair him up with Brnovich, you'll have one of the greatest powers in the West. We'll rival Texas. We'll take jobs from other states around us, and we'll bring, it'll be business friendly and economic prosperity.
Has Fred Duvall caught has the traction? Has it been there, David, from what you've seen?
No, I think, I mean, this is one of the great curses of the Democratic Party, you know, not having primaries. Like, we refuse to have primaries, and, you know, you get no attention in the until the general. And I think that's hurt Duvall. But with that said, I haven't really heard any specifics from the Ducey campaign. I know that he wants to, like, make the income taxes close to zero, which is going to cost us $4 billion. And to me, that's going to just devastate, you know.
You have to look at the whole picture there and see what he wants to do with it. He's got a comprehensive plan that will balance it out, and you'll actually make it. Check his website.
His website has nothing. There's nothing comprehensive on his website.
He does tele-town halls and everything else. We can certainly call him. I do have a question about Fred Duvall. Mm-hmm. What's with the sign, Fred the Head?
Fred?
Get the ahead. Head. Have get you seen the big head for Fred?
No. Oh, get ahead with Fred.
He just has his head. And it says underneath, get ahead with Fred. It's the Democratic campaign signs this year are just, really obscure.
Sean, David brings up something interesting about the primaries. And I had talked a little bit about this on our Friday roundtable, that I think it hurt Fred Duvall. I know everybody got behind him in the Democratic Party, but not having an opponent in the primary, I really think, hurt with name recognition early on.
Oh, absolutely, because you have those folks that got behind him are the typical players, the 20% that's always involved. Now, you need 50% to get involved, so you got that other 30 that's sitting on the sideline going, there's no Democrats in the governor race. There's no conflict, there's no conversation about it. It just sits there and you're like, eh. And then we saw it in the primary. In the primaries, we only had 20%, 22%, 25% at the most come out to vote. And that's pathetic. So if those same numbers show up, it should be a Republican sweep.
And I just want to squeeze in, I think Goddard should be the Secretary of State. And I think what he hit Reagan on, her vote for the, you know, anti-gay and lesbian bill that made her, that was famous in Arizona last year. I think that hits the, you know, nail on the head. I think we need to get rid of these Republicans that, you know, I prefer. There was a time when Republicans were not so bad, but now it's, you know, it's anti this, anti immigrant, anti gay, anti everything. And I think it's time to get rid of them. And who knows, this might be Goddard's only way to become
governor. It's the race of the 80s. It's the name ID race. You got Goddard versus Reagan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their political names have been around forever. It should be very interesting. That should be a close race, too.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up. We've got that proposition. We're going to talk about Proposition 122 coming up. It's basically that the feds have too much power. Sean, are you going to vote for Prop 122?
I'll vote yes on 122 for those that are supporting it.
And what do you think, David?
Heck no.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Always a pleasure on the Showdown. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll be talking about Prop 122 with Carolyn Campbell right after this.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Have you been taking your car to the Wicked Witch of the West for service?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little fuel injection system, too!
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, and despite rumors to the contrary, I am not
the great and powerful Wizard of Oz
of car repair. I do, however, enjoy performing miraculous recoveries on your family car or your exotic Jaguar, Mercedes, or Toyota. We specialize in Honda, Kia, Buick, Ford, Chevy, and even your grandmother's 1939 Packard. Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, our Friday focus interview will be with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. But we continue on this Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Arizona voters will be deciding only three statewide propositions on the November ballot because for the first time in decades, there are no voter initiatives on the ballot. Proposition 122 would allow Arizona's legislature or a vote of the people to ban the use of any state money or resources to implement a federal law that they have determined was too overreaching. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Carolyn Campbell. Carolyn is executive director of the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection. Carolyn, how are you?
I am just fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. I know you are opposed to Prop 122. When I looked at that booklet that came out from the state, there were dozens of people, many of them lawmakers, who really like Prop 122. You spoke out against it. What is your opposition focusing on, Carolyn?
Well, first I'll say that we have a campaign going now, too, and I'm the chair of the Vote No on Proposition 122 campaign. A lot more people involved in the opposition. But, you know, first, just quick facts, and you mentioned a couple of them already. It was put on the ballot by the legislature. It wasn't by the voters. Number two, this is a constitutional amendment, so it actually this language would be embedded in the Arizona Constitution. And three, if this was adopted, the state legislature itself could decide that any federal law or action is unconstitutional, not the courts, who is the branch of government that decides what is constitutional and or not, but the state legislature itself. And then finally, it would preclude local control because this proposal would not only prohibit the state from implementing federal laws and actions, but it would also preclude cities, counties, and towns from being able to implement any federal law or action, such as what the coalition has been working on for 16 years now, the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan. That the county would not be able to implement that if this went through and the legislature decided, which is not unheard of, that the Endangered Species Act is unconstitutional. So there's a lot of reasons that the environmental community is opposed. Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, you know, you name it. They're very widely supported laws by the in the United States of America. So this is very troubling to me, and now that people are finding out about it, there are a lot of people that are joining us on the No campaign.
Do you think that this stems from the folks in the legislature who continue to say that the feds just have too much power, they have too much influence over Arizona?
Absolutely. I mean, this is just another iteration of previous referenda that the state legislature has put out there to take over federal lands and to ignore the federal government, have the state sovereignty, but then take away local power from our local jurisdictions. And so, yes, we've been seeing this trend by this particular legislature for quite a while. And unfortunately, what the result would be and has been when the state legislature either passes something or gets a positive vote on something that is, to me, unconstitutional, is then we see costly court battles. And that's a waste of the taxpayers' money when Arizona gets embroiled in these ongoing court battles. So none of it is, to me, a good idea, and it doesn't make any sense.
Carolyn Campbell is with us. Carolyn is the executive director of the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection. She is also the chair on Proposition 122. Carolyn, we've had a couple of calls. People wanted one caller who did not want to go on the air but wants to know, do you have concerns about federal funding that is related to this?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't even get that far if there were no state resources. That means people power that can't be spending any time on federal laws. So, you know, again, I would use the Clean Water Act. If the state, again, not unheard of, says that that particular Clean Water Act is unconstitutional, then nobody in the state, for the state government or local governments, could spend any time on it, much less there's not local monies being spent on those kind of things right now, but there sure are a lot of people that are implementing those laws at a local level.
Okay, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe we have Rick who would like to talk with Carolyn Campbell. Go ahead, Rick. Rick, you're up.
Carolyn.
Yes. Yes,
Carolyn, your points about the Clean Water Act, the environmental protection, the Sonoran Desert Conservation, all these particular issues, what we have right now is a federal overreach by the EPA, the Board, the Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Land Management, and not to mention the Department of Agriculture, imposing unrealistic and unreasonable regulations on state. Which prohibit businesses from succeeding. And when you look at the tax base, the businesses pay the higher percentage of property taxes that support the county government. These businesses are the ones that employ the people. And if the government keeps taking away our lands because of unrealistic and unreasonable regulation by the federal government, we are basically going to drive Arizona and other states to a point where companies aren't going to want to do business. And they, in Arizona's case, we can go right across the border where Mexico is begging for this, the federal government to keep doing what it's doing. So this is not only a positive way of the state of Arizona protecting our economic stability and imposing reasonable is the right word here. And the federal government has basically produced regulations without legislative or congressional approval. And that is not the way to run any government. This is why we have the House of Representatives in the United States Senate.
Okay, that was Rick Grinnell. Go ahead, Carolyn Campbell.
Well, Rick, I would respond to you in that we, the people, are the city government, we are the county government, we are the state government, and we are the federal government. The county has regulations, the state has regulations, the federal government has regulations. Yes, I agree with you. If I was a polluting industry and the Clean Air Act had been passed and as new information comes in, stricter air quality controls get put into place because the public would like to have their kids breathe healthy air, I mean, we are the government, whether it's state or federal. And yes, if I was a polluting industry, I might be unhappy with having to clean up the air for generations to come. But as far as the people of Arizona being able to implement the federal laws, I will say that particular law was widely supported and has been around for decades, and that the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and certainly the Endangered Species Act as well, and I can't speak articulately about other laws outside of the environmental realm because that's what I do, but there are plenty more examples. This is something that the American people, whether they're in Arizona, New Mexico, or California, have supported for decades. And I think they will. They're going to say no to this proposition.
Rick Grinnell, thank you for checking in. Carolyn, so you kind of are you gearing up here? Are we going to see some signs around town, kind of a grassroots effort? What are you planning?
Yes, absolutely. Funded campaigns, signs. Unfortunately, the Pro 122 campaign is funded for the majority of its funding from one millionaire up in Scottsdale. They've got a lot of big signs here, and I think, you know, so many people don't read that publicity pamphlet that you were talking about and have no idea the reach of this particular proposition. So we will definitely be putting up as much opposition, not grassroots, because there's a lot of people that are opposed to this, but also, you know, get some money to put some literature out to educate people.
Hey, Carolyn, can I switch subject real quick? The Lazy K went down in Marana. Environmentalists were united and really fighting this thing. I think that many people were surprised that Marana decided to change course there.
Yes, I think people were very surprised, and I will tell you there is very seldom a non-unanimous vote on development in Marana, and that actually was fairly unanimous in support, but this needed a supermajority because so many people were opposed, and one council member just realized that this was not a good idea and that it was the right thing to do to vote against it. So we were very, very pleased that, you know, the place, the hearing room was packed, and there wasn't, I don't recall one person speaking in favor of that development. But, you know, again, it's very rare to have the Marana Town Council voting against rubber stamping a development in a place that is so unique and so important with its proximity to Saguaro National Park and in a fairly large regional wildlife linkage. The neighbors all against it. It was a very nice thing to see with that vote and saying no to Lazy K Bar.
I thought it was really significant that vote, and that would have really pushed up against a national park, wouldn't it? The Saguaro National Park.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this Marana has gotten closer and closer and closer to the park, and you know that is a just a gem, as everyone knows, a gem of our community. And so the park has not historically, you know, gone out and spoken to these elected bodies, and they were fiercely opposed to it and spoke up in uniform, I will say, at the council and the planning commission meetings. So it was really great to see them, because, you know, sometimes the scientists and the park rangers think they need to stay on the reservation. So it was, you know, they've had enough as well.
Well, I know one person very happy, and that was Ken Scoville, who is our resident historian here on the Buckmaster Show, and he spoke out very loudly against this development, saying there was really historic significance in that particular area. So I know Ken has a big smile on his face, as does the environmental community, because this is a big win, and I think it's a very significant story, maybe one of the biggest stories of the week here, certainly in Tucson. Carolyn Campbell, thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill.
All right, that's Carolyn Campbell, Executive Director of the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection, and she is also the chair on Prop 122. And for all of you who are for Prop 22, I want to remind you, as fair as we can be, we will have former state lawmaker Jonathan Payton, who is a political consultant. He's helping to push the measure Prop 122, and he will be on the show within a couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
Your car doesn't define you. It simply defines your sense of style. At Plutus Motor Group, we offer individually selected automobiles, including fine European imports, because we appreciate your unique tastes. What defines us is our discerning sense of quality, integrity, and a simplicity you'll find refreshing. Visit Plutus Motor Group and visit our collection. Plutus Motor Group, it's the experience. PlutusMotorGroup.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line United States Representative Raul Grijalva, Democrat representing Arizona's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Grijalva seeking a 6th two-year term. Congressman, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a little mix-up as to the time, but your staff, as usual, got it correct, and we're here, and I appreciate it very, very much.
Well, thank you very much. Why should people retain you and send you back for another 2 years, Congressman?
Well, I think the fundamental question has to start with the fact that, you know, it's not just a question of being there; it's a question of what you've done, what you stood up for, what you've promoted, and I think in all those instances, I reflect the district well. And so far, I've had the privilege of having the support of the district. The issues that we're facing right now, ISIS and the whole issue in the Middle East, within Syria and Iraq, the issues facing immigration reform and what will happen and what will the president do, will Congress, and particularly the House of Representatives, ever confront the issue of having to fix a broken law and deal with the important aspect of security, the economy, and the family unification issues involved in that? Will that ever happen? I mean, those are all issues in which we feel we have the capacity. I feel that I have the background to understand both the complexity of what we're doing and what we need to do, and also standing for something. You know, we're not elected to be potted plants. And, you know, people might disagree with me, but they know where I stand. And I think that's an important thing to promote. And so I bring to this constituency that I've represented this long, I bring to them a very simple statement. I've represented you. I will continue to. And the issues that I've run on are the issues that I'm going to support. And And I think that merits, at least for myself, an opportunity to try to change some things in Congress that the American people are very upset with.
This ISIS situation, can we get it done without, quote, boots on the ground?
I would hope so. That's my fervent hope, that we do not end up walking into the same quagmire that we walked into with Iraq and Afghanistan, and that the precious loss of American blood, American resources, trillions of dollars, 8,000 of our men and women hurt, and 8,000 that died and gave their life for this country, and more importantly, what we're dealing with the casualty aspect. You know, we continue this last conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have one of the highest rates of military suicides after the fact that we've ever had in this country. The whole issue with the VA and the fact that it needs to reform and take care of this new reality, and more importantly, you know, what commitment do we make to veterans and how are we keeping it? The fact is that they are the warriors, and the debate is never about the men and women in uniform. It's about the policy, and I hope that we don't feel that we have to put boots in the ground to prove a point and further get ourselves into a quagmire in what is a religious war, a cultural war, and a tribal war that we really don't have a handle on.
Congressman Raul Grijalva with us on the Buckmaster Show. The congressman is seeking a sixth term. He was first elected in 2002. I remember actually moderating that debate when I think there must have been 12 or 13 candidates, you and about a dozen others, and we were supposed to...
13.
Do you remember that night over at Channel 6, and I was supposed to get everybody to give...
I think you did an extraordinary job of trying to keep some semblance of organization through the process, and some level of real intelligent debate, and the fact that we each had a minute and 30 seconds to it each during the process. I thought that was one of the better debates, because everybody was treated in a very equal sense, and I do remember that, and I do appreciate it.
You know, in many ways, the issues haven't changed, have they?
No, they've gotten. I think what's changed is attitude among the elected officials. The American people complain about gridlock, and that there's no compromise and there's no middle ground, and I agree with that. And you know, the whole point of bipartisanship is that compromise, common ground, and reach an agreement. Well, you know, the House of Representatives under the Republican leadership has a record for the most do-nothing Congress ever. And we've held up budgets, we shut down the government, we've kept immigration reform from coming to a vote, even though it passed the Senate in a bipartisan way, and now... You know, I find it so interesting that the leadership, the Republican leadership, complains about Obama's overreach. This is an imperial president, that he's doing executive orders on immigration, on the environment, on jobs, on wages, and yet on Obamacare, and yet when it comes to the issue of this conflict in Syria and Iraq, and our effort to intervene and stop ISIS, they're saying he doesn't go far enough, but they miss a fundamental point. And I happen to agree with some of my colleagues on the right. This has to be a vote that Congress takes so that we weigh in, the American people weigh in, we can set parameters to what we're talking about, we can set levels of accountability, reporting, and levels as to the expenditures that should be involved in this war. That's what Congress is elected to, on issues as fundamental as war and peace. And I'm one of those people that insist that when we get back, whether it's November and now, that this Congress or the next Congress has to take a vote to fully authorize the actions that people talk about. All Everybody right. talks about we need to do more, we need to have boots on the ground. Yeah. Well, that's a vote that every member of Congress should be able to take.
All right. Congressman. More at standwithraul.com. Congressman Grijalva, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. The bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Looking for a great weekend getaway just 3 hours east of Tucson. This is Red Dot Art Weekend. Come and celebrate the visual arts on Columbus Day weekend over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Lots of great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat and Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort. Find out about all the things to do and places to stay by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw coming up, another one of our local talk shows. 3 hours of local talk from 6 to 9 with Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double from 8 to 9 with Chris DeSimone. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thanks for being with us. Back with you tomorrow with our Friday Focus interview.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.